Yo.
Get out of my wife. Stay out of our internet.
Hello, Brad?
Yo.
Why are you using our Wi-Fi?
Because we were watching HBO.
No. Hello, Brad?
Yo. Can I get into the MLS database?
No.
Why not? I don't even know what that is.
Yo. Hello, Brad?
Yo.
Stay out of our internet. Get your own. We are done. Stay out of our internet. No. Get out of my Wi-Fi.
Hello, Brad?
Yo.
Why are you using our Wi-Fi?
Yo. We were watching HBO.
Hello, everybody. This is Hobosode number 460, and it's brought to you by Redbeard. Thanks, Redbeard, for being the sponsor of this Hobosode. It looks like this is a free one for everybody. So, hey, everybody who doesn't usually listen to Hobosodes, did you know you can get 9 extra shows in between your free Hobosodes? Wouldn't that be crazy? All you have to do is go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up for $5 a month. You get 9 extra Hobosodes. Wow, that sounds much cooler than when I say you just get 1 extra show a week. I need to start saying that more. All right, I have some messages here from people who Molenwolf sent to me. Last week, he wrote this letter on paper, and it says, "Dear neighbor, we are pleased to announce that Zurbel Ministries has recently purchased the land located at the intersection of blah, 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 where we intend on developing a state-of-the-art homeless shelter. The facility is planned to have a capacity for up to 200 residents, aimed at providing shelter, support services, and a pathway to permanent housing for those in need within our community." Doesn't that sound nice, everybody? Like, nobody's going to have a problem with this. But, of course, it's in a, nice little neighborhood area. They don't look like super rich people. I do see a few swimming pools and backyards. I think they could be just mostly old people, judging from their houses. I did keep getting a call yesterday from a number in Texas on the Pastor Roy line, and I would call them back and they would not answer, and then they'd call me back and they'd hang up on me. So I left this message for them.
"You have reached 97364. Please leave a detailed message with your name and phone number, and we will get to you as soon as possible. Thank you."
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
"Listen here, lady. This is Pastor Roy from the church. And when you called me the first time and I picked up, I was in the middle of a marriage counseling session. They're having problems. And you just ring up my phone and hang it up. I don't know what your problem is, but you need to go to church, lady. Have a nice day." And I answered the phone as Carol. I'm just like, "Zurbel Ministries, can I help you?" But she called and hung up on me like maybe 3 times. Or maybe I missed her call the first time. I don't know. But I think I'm done with her because she won't say anything when I call. And she's calling from a different state, so I don't know why she would be calling this area. Wow, I'm starting to sound like a recipient. I'm all different area code. They can't be from around here. But anyway, today I looked in the voicemail for Pastor Roy, and there are 3 whole brand new messages in here. So let's take a listen to the first one.
"Hi, my name is Miss G, and I just received a letter from you regarding some property purchase. You can call me back at this number."
What number? You didn't say a number, but I have her number right here. She is a local to that area, and I don't know what I'm even saying. Oh, I didn't read you guys the whole letter either. I don't know. It's like I read you 1 paragraph of 2 pages of a letter. But we're going to provide all these services, like a place where people could use their drugs in a clean, safe environment, an inclusive chapel for all backgrounds, orientations, including the LGBTQ+ community, reproductive health care services. You know, we're going to offer some Planned Parenthood stuff and a volunteer-based shuttle program. And you can volunteer to be a shuttle buddy and shuttle around the homeless people to their appointments and stuff, you know. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing with this. I'm just gonna call this first lady and see if she picks up.
Hello.
Oh, hey there. This is Pastor Roy from the church.
Mm-hmm.
I think you called us. You're wanting to volunteer to be a shuttle buddy?
No, I was calling you and questioning the purchase of the property. I didn't think that the property is not zoned for.
We're getting it zoned. Don't worry your pretty little head about that, ma'am. We've got it all taken care of. We've got some of these politicians in our back pocket. It's going to be done. You know, it's going to start construction in just a couple more months. Are you sure you weren't calling to be a shuttle buddy? That's what I had written down here. You wanted to drive one of our shuttles and help out the homeless?
No, I don't know what it is. Oh. But in my talking with my government official, they say that it's not zoned for that property. So I was just calling to question to find out how you got it zoned and what the, because it's not...
Oh, it's as good as done, ma'am. It's just going to go on that one corner there, and it's going to house 200 homeless people, and it'll be fine. They're human beings just like us, okay? So you don't have to...
I understand that, and I understand your purpose, but it's that property is not zoned for more than 30 rooms of anything that's going to be built there.
You know, sometimes you just have to ask for forgiveness instead of permission. So just go ahead and do it. And, you know, just if someone comes around and tries to tell us to fix it, it'll get fixed eventually. But meanwhile, 200 people have a place to sleep.
Okay, well, my sentiments go out to those people, but I don't think that property is zoned for that. I was just calling to make sure. Thank you for returning my call.
Oh, you're welcome. If you want to do that shuttle buddy thing, you know, just keep
in mind. I'm not for that. What I'm saying is I don't believe property is geared for that purpose that you're given for.
Oh, you're going to believe it when you see us start building and stuff.
Okay.
Don't you know how to drive or something? Do you not have a car?
Beg your pardon?
Do you not know how to drive?
What does that got to do with anything?
Well, you say you don't want to be a shuttle buddy. What are you? I don't know. Are you in a wheelchair maybe?
I don't have anything to do with it. I'm just telling you that property is not zoned for that.
Yeah, but you don't work for the government, so
we're not gonna argue about it.
I know more than you about it.
Yeah, I've already talked with my.
Yeah, he didn't know anything. Apparently, it's happening. That property is ours. And you know what? We're probably gonna sleep 250 in there, just for spite.
I don't think so. But anyway, thank you for calling me back. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, ma'am. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Please say it back. I love you. You're making it weird, ma'am. And there she goes. Okay. She was not in the mood to argue, but I think the next one might be because she was a little more sassy to me in her message. Let's listen to that one. And she better be home because I really want to talk to this lady.
Yes, I was calling to find out about the letters you sent out to people in North Carolina area about a 200 room for homeless people and such going up.
250 now. 250 for spite.
Is that a done deal or what? So people can prepare and get burglar alarms set up or whatever, or is this something you're thinking about doing or...
Oh,
really can't find any information on what you listed in your letter. And why didn't a bunch of people get them, just certain? 910.
Yeah, Mullenwolf. Why didn't a bunch of people get them? Actually, I think Mullenwolf did send out like a ton of letters, but I guess that wasn't good enough for her. She's just going to complain about it anyway. So let's hope she picks up. Come on, pick up, 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 pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Oh, hello, ma'am. It's past.
Hello?
It's hi, ma'am. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello. It's Pastor Roy.
Can I hear you? Hello.
This is Pastor Roy. I'm returning your call.
Okay.
Why aren't you saying anything back? You said you couldn't hear me or something.
It's on the car. Phone and it wasn't your voice wasn't coming through.
Oh, weird. And what were you needing, ma'am?
You're in charge of the facility that's going up in.
Oh yeah, that's me. Were you wanting to volunteer to be one of our shuttle buddies? You can drive around the homeless.
No, I was wondering if it's a done deal or if it still has to be rezoned or what.
Oh, no, it's a done deal. It doesn't show that the rezoning records have gone through yet, but we've got some, we've got some contacts with the government. It's happening. We just got to get them to push it through. What?
That's an awful small area to put up a 200 homeless people.
Yeah, we're really going to squeeze them in there. Don't worry. The fire codes are all taken care of. We've greased all the right palms. We're probably going to go taller with the building. Once they tell us that there's too many people in there, we're just going to go taller with the building. Because you can't really start out saying you're going to make a tall building. It just kind of has to slowly happen so the locals don't complain. You know what they're like.
Yeah, well, they're probably going to complain because it's going right up in a lot of people's backyards.
Yeah.
That live in that subdivision.
Yeah, it's a good thing, though. You know, it keeps the homeless happy and they have a place to live. And, you know, their happiness counts, too.
So these homeless people will be coming in and out during the day and then should come in to sleep at night?
Yeah, we're going to kick them out probably around 5 a.m., 6 a.m. in the morning. And then they'll come back around 10 or 11 at night.
And so they'll be hanging around the neighborhood probably?
Yeah, just like the rest of the neighbors do. You know, you can interact with them and talk with them and get to know them and find out.
No. That doesn't work around that area.
Why? How come?
These people are they've been there for years and, well, not all of them, and they're used to sticking to themselves and...
Well, the homeless aren't going to knock on their doors or anything.
Well, you get to thinking about a lot of homeless people are looking for, I don't know, some of them aren't good people, some of them are.
That's right, just like normal people.
And some of them that are on drugs, yes, and some of them are on drugs and look for things to make more money to buy drugs, and I think that's a big concern.
Yeah, but you know, probably a lot of your neighbors, they're on drugs too. They're just better at hiding
it. Are you for real?
No, I'm serious. Like a lot of adults use medication, and they might not even need it. And even though they still have jobs,
I'm not talking about street drugs.
Oh,
I mean, I am for the homeless people. You know, the cocaine and all this stuff, but.
You know, we're gonna have positions open here where you can come and help with our needle program, because we're gonna have a reusable needle program where we clean the needles.
Why would you even say something like that?
No, you know, we have single use sterile needles, but we're gonna be doing this new thing with needles. It's a new technology where we can reuse the needles, and it'll reduce the risk of disease transmission. And increase the dignity of the individual.
You got the majority of the people aren't happy with that. They just got the letters, I believe, yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's mail is slow. Is it because of the hurricane, you think?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, call
in me. Fact, when it's been looked into, there's no record of y'all at all.
You've been looking into our records? Ma'am, you're kind of a creep. And what were you saying about...
You're a jackass. Why would you... It's all rude. Well, God, I failed.
Oh, I didn't get to ask her about the burglar alarm stuff. Let me try her back one more time, because I wanted to go over the burglar alarm thing. Because I was thinking the homeless people, they could become burglar alarm professionals and come into the houses and install burglar alarms for the drug using residents of the neighborhood. But she's not going to pick up. What a total B. Ma'am, you were asking something about burglar alarms.
You've reached 910-58. Please leave a message. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, ma'am. It's Pastor Roy. I had several follow-ups to questions of yours, such as the burglar alarm question. Please give me a call back, because I had some things to say about burglar alarms that you probably, you're concerned about that stuff. But, you know, we're going to set up a program where the homeless can install your burglar alarm for you. They're going to be professionals. We're going to give them training here in our homeless center that we're going to build, that we totally have zoning for. Okay, thank you, ma'am. There we go. I'm sure she'll call me back after that. This last one, I don't think I'm going to be able to fool this guy for some reason. He's another pastor, I think.
Hello, Roy. This is Pastor Glenn Knight Baptist Church off of Road. I was just calling get more information about the fire that you sent out to some of the residents down around Road. Please contact me. Contact me at my cell phone number, 76. Thank you. I pray you have a blessed day.
Oh, see, that's what I need to say when on my messages and stuff. I pray you have a blessed day. All right, what am I going to say to another pastor? Should I just admit to him that it's a joke? Or I could tell him, like, the letter's a lie. Nothing in that was true, but the real reason is much more sinister. But I don't know what that would be. I could say we're aliens or something. I don't know. What do I say to this guy? I guess I'll just call him and let him ask his questions.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Pastor Glenn?
Yes, it is. How are you doing? Is this Pastor Roy?
Yeah, it is. Hey, how are you doing? I'm pretty good.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, my members passed on the flyer that they received in the mail. I just wanted to kind of check base to see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. We got a few calls from concerned people in the area. I didn't know there'd be so much concern.
Yeah, that's kind of being written there at the library, a daycare, a school, and everything else. And so.
Oh, yeah. But we figure that's a good place for it, right in that corner, right by.
So have you already purchased the land and everything?
Or oh, yeah, it's purchased. We're working on zoning. Okay, look, here, I'm going to come clean with you. We're going to set this up. It's going to be a chop shop for cars. So don't worry.
A chop shop for cars?
Yeah, there's not going to be any homeless people around here. It's just going to be us working in there doing the chop shop stuff while claiming that we're building a homeless shelter. So, you know, don't worry. There's not going to be any homeless around here. In fact, we're going to have a nighttime security around the building. If any homeless people come around, they're going to be chased off.
Yeah, now really begin to have the problems there.
Well, we're not going to steal cars from around here. You know shit where you eat. We're going to go a little further out to steal the cars and then bring them back here into the garages.
Okay, have a good day.
Why? What do you? Well, then I'll have to curse. I mean, come on, that's a very common phrase. You don't shit where you eat. That'd be gross. He knows what I meant. Man, is that it already? Yeah, I just got this lady calling me from Texas, and then I've got another one calling me from Alabama, which is nowhere near this area that we're doing. Molenwolf actually had me set up a voicemail for Pastor Roy, and I set it up so, in addition to whatever their caller ID name says, it also says in parentheses, "Be Pastor Roy" to me. So when a call comes up on the screen, it tells me to be Pastor Roy. But the only call I've taken live is a stupid lady from Texas. And I don't know what this Alabama number is about. So let's give it a call and find out. I think I might just yell at this one about marriage counseling like I did the other lady.
Hello?
Oh, hey there. This is Pastor Roy. You called me yesterday. You didn't even leave a message, sir. Sir.
I'm sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number.
Oh, bullshit. You weren't calling Pastor Roy at the... You're calling North Carolina. How do you call North Carolina from there?
I'm sorry?
You should be. I accept your apology, because you know what?
That wasn't an apology to you.
Oh, well, look, I'm accepting your apology, because I'm a pastor, okay? I have to. I don't want to, but I have to.
I don't give a damn. I must have messed around and accidentally dialed the wrong number, so kiss my ass.
Okay, well, you want to know why I didn't pick up? Because I was in the middle of a marriage counseling session with Mr. and Mrs. Steuben. And there he goes. Okay. How am I getting wrong numbers to my brand new number? But I think that's it for Molenwolf's weird thing that he did recently. Although I'm sure there are going to be more calls soon for this, because that one lady said she just received her letter today or yesterday or something, which seems slow to me compared to what I usually experience with the mail. So thank you for doing that, Mullen Wolf. That was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to do even more of them. I will keep a very close watch on this voicemail and on that line, and, you know, I'll do my best to pick up as Pastor Roy if they call me. Now what do? I guess I'm going to look at the requests. Here's one from Anime Girl. It's been a month since we've called anything from Anime Girl. Maybe even two, because holy shit, Ding Timber lasted forever. So she wants me to call up this place called Snackaroos. And she says this mean bitch runs a new restaurant that opened called Snackaroos. Okay. It's always a mean bitch with Anime Girl. Ah, crap. Okay, so I've been calling over and over the Snackaroo lady, and she's not picking up because she wants to be in control or something. She's calling me back now, so let's pick up. Hello, Comptroller's Office. Can I help you?
Yes, I just received a call from December.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the mayor wanted me to call you. He's going to shut down Snackaroo. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Do what?
The mayor, he's going to be shutting down Snackaroo. You can't run that anymore. And I'm very sorry, ma'am. I just need to let you know.
The mayor shut...
Yeah, he doesn't...
The mayor's shutting down Snackaroo?
Yeah, he doesn't like you. So he's just going to
shut... Who is this?
He's going to shut down your business for tax reasons.
No, well, I pay my taxes, so...
Yeah, but he's the mayor. He can make things up, and he doesn't like you. So we're just going to go ahead and shut that place down. I'm very sorry, ma'am.
I'm pretty sure he came in this morning, and he loved his food, and he's very happy with it, but thank you.
Oh, the mayor? Yeah, he's just in there keeping an eye on things. He asked me to call... yesterday, actually, and just now getting to it. I'm very sorry, but yep, we're going to be shutting down Snackaroo. So sorry about that.
Okay, well, I doubt the mayor can shut down Snackaroos, but thank you, though.
I think the mayor can do anything he wants because he's the damn mayor, ma'am.
Well, it doesn't matter if he's the president. He can't just do whatever he wants.
Oh, the president can do anything he wants.
Thank you for this spam and this prank. You have a nice day, sir.
How's it a scam? What, are you stupid or something? Well, there we go, Anime Girl. I did my best. It probably could have been better, but, you know, what do you expect? It's me. That one was sent to me 3 hours ago. The next one from Anime Girl is from 4 days ago. It's phone number change. Hey, Brad, do you remember back on Hobosode 454? You did a prank with Alexander about adding a GPS tracker on the food truck. Well, this time I want you to prank the wife. They don't have the food truck anymore, but I want you to really talk to the wife and do a number change. So, okay, I will do that. And this is weird because they have a St. Louis phone number, but when I ask freecarrierlookup.com who the carrier is, they say it's with Bell South. And Bell South has never been in St. Louis. That's weird. Bell South is in the southeast. St. Louis would be southwestern Bell. So how'd they get it to say Bell South? These are couple of hackers or something.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from AT&T. I needed to let you know we're changing your phone number today. That's 8519.
No.
So we're just going to be changing that here in a minute. I want to give you your new phone number.
Can you repeat that?
Why did you turn into a man? What's going on? Hello? I'm changing your phone number, okay? Would you like the new phone number? Shit. I should have just acted like it didn't happen, I guess.
Hello?
Hey there. I am calling from AT&T. We're changing your phone number today. The 8519. Would you like your new phone number?
No.
Okay, well, make sure you call up somebody with caller ID if you're wondering what it is. Or just, you know, call up each other on your cell phones. I don't know why you don't want to just take it from me, but your number's going to change today. It should happen in about 2 minutes after I complete this order. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. That means goodbye. You can hang up. Ah, I'm sorry, Anime Girl. I'm striking out today.
I'm sorry, but the person...
Oh, now they've done the thing. They've blocked me. But you know what? I'm okay with that, because I'm going to change my number here.
Hello?
In addition to the phone number change, they also wanted me to let you know that you a bitch. Sir. Okay, there we go. I got him good, Anime Girl. I got him real good. that'll be the last time he doesn't believe my prank call, I guess. Here's a James I need to call for Anime Girl. All she says about him is he has a huge problem of being a real asshole.
Hello?
Oh, hey, James?
Yeah, who's this?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy. I'm trying to get on your Wi-Fi, and I can't seem to get through to your Wi-Fi, because I need to get on the internet, sir.
Oh, what do you mean? You want to get on the internet?
Yeah, I'm trying to get on your internet. And I also need you to turn on your computer, because I'm going to be getting some files off of it. And also stop breathing.
You don't get it on my computer and stuff.
Oh, no. I've hacked into your Wi-Fi, and I store my files on your computer. So I need to get some of my files off of your computer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your Wi-Fi.
I ain't got no computer.
What?
I ain't got no
Sir, there's no reason to lie. You don't have to lie to me.
I ain't got no Wi-Fi. Where you live at?
I use your Wi-Fi all the time, sir. You're being a real asshole.
You are?
Yeah, why are you being such an asshole? Did he say you are? Like, he threw it back at me? I think that's what happened. But you're right, Anime Girl. He does have a problem of being a real asshole. He's pretending he doesn't even have a computer. Oh, here's somebody calling me back. I forget who it is. Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who in the hell you are.
Oh, this is your neighbor. It's Roy. I just wanted to use your damn computer,
Roy,
sir.
I can't figure out who Roy is. Where do you live at?
Well, look here. I don't even want to know you or anything. I just wanted to get back on your computer and back on your Wi-Fi so I can get my documents.
Well, I think you've got a whole wrong person.
Well, can I come in your house and just print out some documents?
No, you can't, because I ain't got no damn printer or nothing.
Oh.
I don't know. You may have talked to my son or something, but you ain't talked to me.
Oh, no, I didn't ask anybody for permission. I just hacked into the Wi-Fi and started storing my files on your computer.
Why?
Because, I just wanted to keep them safe somewhere. And I need to get my...
Say what?
I just wanted to keep them safe somewhere, and I need to get my tax records, sir. Tax season's approaching.
Well, you ain't got them on his computer or mine.
Well,
where do you live at?
You need to go fetch that computer. Just go out there and get it. I'm tired of waiting around to get my files, buddy.
Well... I ain't got no damn computer is what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, you're being a real asshole about it, sir.
Well, you be a real asshole about it, motherfucker. Where the hell do you live at?
How dare you call me a motherfucker? You know what? I'm going to stop using your Wi-Fi, and I'll just use someone else's Wi-Fi.
Well, use somebody else because you ain't using mine.
Well, I still need my documents back. Okay, there we go. That was James. He's a real asshole. And with that, I think I'm going to wrap up the show. So thank you all for listening. I know I said last week, I'm going to do 2 hobosodes this week, everybody. And then I didn't. I just did one, and I didn't even do a snowplow show. I'm sorry. I'm going to make up for that this week and do another hobosode, maybe even before the snowplow show. I totally lied. It seems like every time I promise a show, that's just the way to guarantee that I won't get it done. So I'm really behind on shows right now. I'm doing terrible, but I'm going to try and catch up. So thanks for being patient and, you know, only talking shit about me behind my back instead of to my face. I really appreciate that. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you next time. And also thank you to Redbeard, that motherfucker. He's the sponsor today of the Hobosode. Thanks, Redbeard. Be expecting more calls from the Church of Mullenwolf soon, because these people are just getting their letters. And I forget how many he sent out, but I think it was a lot. So hopefully I'll get a lot more calls soon. Thanks, Mullenwolf. Bye, everybody.
Hey, what's your favorite hymn that you sing in church?
It's different songs, you know, like...
Can you sing your favorite?
Huh?
Can you sing your favorite for me?
Can I sing your favorite?
Yeah, just like your favorite one.
Yeah, Lord, 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 you've been so good to me. And then another one that he can do what the devil cannot do, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, can you sing it though? Like really?
Lord, 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 you've been good to me. 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 Lord, Lord, Lord,
beautiful. Oh, that's so good. I'm clapping for you.